intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of February. It looks like Dr. Wilbert has not called in. If he does, we will take his call. He's had some health issues since November, when I talked to him Monday, he really wanted to be on the show, but maybe something's come up with him, and that's the way it is. So we will go straight to open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm not sure if we got a caller held over from the last hour or not, it looks like we don't. Okay. Dr. Ted Brewer is a personal friend of mine. He's visited me in my home, sat at my kitchen table twice on 2 different trips. I've been to his home a year ago this month. I was his house guest down in his beautiful home in Orlando, Florida. Leon Green was with me, and it was good to see him and his family. That hour was jam-packed with great information. We have a lot of people who want to blame the Jewish people for the troubles of the world. Well, as Dr. Brewer said so eloquently, it's not the Jewish people. It's men and women who follow the Kabbalah, many of whom were not born Jewish. They came into this belief system on their own as adults. So let's put the blame where the blame should lie, with the people who are actually doing these things, not the entire Jewish people, which is a massive mistake. A lot of concern within the Patriot community. We had my monthly meetup last night, the John Moore Radio Show monthly meetup. We had a couple travel 103 miles one way from Wentzville, Missouri, to the meetup. A young man who's 22 years old, a student at the University of Missouri-Rolla. Another young man about in his mid to late 20s. He manages a cattle ranch here in Crawford County. A woman who came over from the Farmington area, which is not that far in miles, but these roads at night, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's like being in a cave. It really is. You don't know what dark is until you've been on these country roads at night. It's truly, especially when you're going through the National Forest, which is a lot of National Forest around here. So I can I thank everybody who showed up last night. We had myself and 10 attendees. Great conversation between us. A lot of give and take and a lot of topics covered. And we looks like we do have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert is with us. Good morning, Doctor. Hello, Doctor. Dr. Wilbert.
Greetings, John Moore.
Good morning, sir. Well, it's been several months since you've been with us, and we're glad to have you back, sir.
Well, my persistence paid off. I'm at a facility near the airport, and, you know, we can just start with the airport control tower. There's a lot of electromagnetic wireless communication, so I've pretty much lost count of how many times I've tried to get through, but my persistence paid off today.
All right. Well, we're glad that you did. Well, sir, it's good to have you back. Our discussion will revolve around health-related matters. And, of course, the COVID, non-pandemic. Doctor, how can a disease that kills 0.23% of the people who get it be considered a pandemic? I know it fits the legal definition because it's in so many countries. Since it only kills 0.23%, most of whom are 87 years old and older, by the way, which is the average age of death anyway, why are we so carried away with something that is basically no worse than a seasonal flu? How come that's happening?
Well, if you remember, John, not this past December, but when it first happened, December 2019, my take on it was that it was geopolitical from the very beginning. There's
right.
Nothing new under the sun. I read that somewhere from a wise king. Nothing new under the sun. This quote-unquote virus has existed since the cold virus. It's the same virus as colds, shingles, chicken pox. And what viruses do, it's like all other species of creation. Their main concern is to survive. We're at the top of the chain for survival. We can create our existence and survive in just about any environment. We can live in a treehouse. We can live in space. We can live underwater. Well, microorganisms only show up when you prepare a 5-star Michelin hotel with luxury accommodations, all you can eat, and you hang a shingle up and says, free. And then what wasn't given much attention, and if you take a look at the ones that have lost their life due to this quote-unquote panic pandemic, most of them are carrying more body weight than they ought to.
Mm-hmm.
That in right. and of itself decreases the efficiency of the immune system. That in and of itself makes your heart and lungs work harder. And most of those people, if they were to briskly go up, three flights of stairs, they'd make it halfway through before they stop. Well, that's a precursor to what we're seeing now. Not only is it the aged population, but it's the people that carrying more body mass. I remember, you remember, I turned 50 years old and I weighed 290 pounds. It was not comfortable. Today,
I remember those days, Doctor. I remember when you were quite the chubby guy back then. I remember.
Yes. I had a client say, you know, I don't know if I want to come to a fat doctor. Well, given the average age in this country is 80-ish, I'm going, man, I have less life to live than what I've lived already. I must change something as I'll be like everyone else. When your heart and lungs and your systems, that's what it is. It is a system. When the systems are overworking continuously and you have to sleep with multiple pillows under your head so you can breathe, that sets you up for a weakening in the system. So your immune system is governed by a part of your brain that knows how to compensate for whatever lifestyle you bring on it. See, contrary to popular opinion and belief, John, we are all in perfect health. I happen to believe that creation is perfect. And since we're part of creation, the question arises, what part of us is perfect? Well, it certainly isn't your mind. Most people believe that there's something wrong with them. Well, wrong and perfection doesn't even fit in the same paragraph, not to mention the same sentence. So what part of us is perfect? The part that is perfect is the design. The design of the human being. And as we go around being human, whatever aspect we choose, the response to the stresses, that, and I use stress in a way where there's good stress or bad stress. No, there's only stress. Eating a banana is stressful. Your body has to change its environment in the stomach in order for you to process a banana, else otherwise you would die. And so your body's ability to handle the stressors of life is your general adaptive potential. Can we handle the panic? Can we handle the fear? Can we handle the herd mentality? Or do we just not pay attention to it? Well, those that are panicking, they say, oh my goodness, I sure hope I don't catch the newest strain from South Africa. Well, what I know about brain and brain function is it cannot act on don't. Once you've learned words and the meaning of words, you can't do don't, stop, quit. No. It's like saying, John, don't think of a purple and green striped elephant. It's too late. You already thought about it, even though you've never seen one except maybe in a cartoon. Don't run through here. Don't treat me this way. The brain is incapable of receiving a message from words that you have learned to understand and then act on the opposite of it. If you were a two-month-old baby, you wouldn't have any idea what I just said. You just smile and want me to hold you if it were me. Right. All babies love me. All children up to a certain age love me. All plants love me. All animals love me. And most people do. And if they don't, they have an issue with themselves. Because my intention is to share what's true, to share peace, to share love, to share joy, and most importantly, self-control. Are you in control of your emotions? Well, how do you do that? You control your feelings. Well, how do you control your feelings? You control your thoughts. Again, contrary to popular opinion and belief, you never had a feeling or emotion that wasn't preceded by a thought. Now, they may come in rapid succession. You may not pay attention to the less than positive running off the road thoughts. But you don't run off the road in a Ford Focus. First valley you hit, you're going to wreck the front end and the suspension. You want to go off-roading, get a four-wheel drive vehicle, F-350 with giant tires and giant hydraulic shocks. But we have a tendency to run off-road at the least little thing, and especially what we observe with one or two or three of our five senses. By the time we hear, by the time we see, by the time we perceive what people are saying or doing, there's a lag time in there where we can choose to process it one way or another, positive or less than positive. But that lag time makes it history. It already happened. So why would you base your response? It's going to have a tendency to run you off road. How would your response be for you to go over on the dark side? Well, you get to choose. And that's what it boils down to. It boils down to your choices in life. And since we are perfect, did I say perfect? Yes, everyone is in perfect health right now within the sound of my voice. You are in perfect health. So why would you say I am sick? The two most powerful words on the planet is I am. What comes after that is what you have created with the I am statement. I am sick. Well, get ready. But there's no such thing as I am sick. The body responds perfectly. Case in point is, and I don't suggest you do this, but most of us have done it. We've cut ourselves most of the time accidentally. Well, what happens? You bleed. And you can stand there and watch it bleed, and eventually, you know, you lose so much blood, you need more. But that's not what we do. We cover it up. We throw some antibacterial ointment on it. Before we cover it up, we clean it. And then we put a bandage on it. And then we wait for it to heal. Now, what part of the healing process did you oversee beyond that? None. None. Your subconscious, which knows your calcium level, your phosphorus level, and believe it or not, we have lead, molybdenum in our bodies. Every mineral that's in the earth is in your body. Your subconscious knows what levels those are. You don't think about your blood pressure until you have it taken. Well, your subconscious is in constant, non-stop monitoring of what we call homeostasis in the system. One system would compensate to make sure that another system is operating correctly. And all systems, their chief primary aim is to protect the heart. The heart shows up in a fertilized egg two weeks after fertilization. But before that, and that's why I kind of changed it, the title of this session and the next few is The Science of Life. We were energy beings before we were physical beings. I'm assuming, for the purpose of conversation, because I don't assume much, that the people in this conversation that's listening, they're over 21. So sperm from your father, egg from your mother, around those two cells is an energy field. And we've been able to document and measure the human electromagnetic field. Curlian photography, developed in Russia, is a prime example of that. We can measure the energy around, in this case, a human being. Now, all things have energy, but nothing has the energy of a human being. And so as soon as those two cells come in close proximity to each other, the energy fields overlap. Well, that would be you. You were an energy being before you became a physical being. And it's been my determination that your life journey, the things that you're learning along the way, is to teach you how to become that perfect energy entity that you were from the beginning. When it was written, let us make man in our image, that's my belief. Hopefully others share the same belief. When we let us make man in our image, what image is that? Energy. Energy. So now those two cells, they get together and become a fertilized fetus.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8253.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right. Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Friday, the 5th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. After a three-month sabbatical, Dr. Lynn Wilbert is back with us. And if you have a question or comment for Dr. Wilbert, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Let's continue, Doctor.
John, let me express my appreciation for being able to have this platform to share what I've learned in the 35 years I've been learning about health. And I'm not even counting when I was 19, because that was my first exposure to how to be healthy. I read a book by Earl Mendel. He's actually a pharmacist, but he has a master's degree in nutrition. This book is called The Vitamin Bible. You probably could find it if you diligently search. And in his book, he says, you can be healthy or healthier if you give your body the raw materials to heal, vitamins, minerals, and eat whole food. one time I was a vegetarian, but that got a little boring. But I started there because childhood, high school, they told me I had asthma. I had to do that spray, that steroid, albuterol, and it just wasn't comfortable. And so I've been on a quest to find out why. I've always been a why guy. That's the mark of a scientist. I heard someone say, a great scientist is one that always asks why. So for me to have this platform to express what I've learned, and I'm not here to change anyone's beliefs, because beliefs drive behavior. Beliefs are based on your past experiences. You get to determine what it is you believe based on those experiences that you've had. However, my mother told me, and I believe it to be true, one of the wisest people I've known, if it didn't kill you, my mother and grandmother, I remember distinctly my grandmother telling me, Tom, if it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. I go, okay. Well, fast forward to a modern interpretation. If you live through any experience that you've had, no matter how hard you thought, how you thought your heart was hurt, because the heart is incapable of being hurt. It's the imaginary walls that your mind put around the heart in attempt to protect the heart. But those people who live from their heart, babies and children and even teenagers, you can tell what they're thinking by looking at their expression, and it's heartfelt. Well, as adults, we've learned to respond behind walls or facades, or we rarely expose our heart because we live in fear that it will be hurt. That is impossible. Impossible. Now, I read somewhere that the heart is treacherous, meaning that it doesn't play. It would tell you with no uncertain terms what is and what isn't. And then you get to choose how you respond. And that takes a measure of courage. It takes a measure of determination. And once you find out that if you live from your heart, your day is brighter, it gets better and better as you go along, and then you string together successive days of living from your heart, you find out that you've returned again to this journey of becoming the perfect expression of love, the perfect expression of joy and peace and self-control and faith. Faith, confidence, and belief in the fact that if I do this, eventually it feels better. In the world of quantum physics, we attract experiences for us to learn, meaning that some people still in the fifth and sixth grade because they never change how they view life. Life is about learning. And what are you learning? Again, you're learning how to become that perfect energy entity that you once were, despite the past. The only purpose the past serves is for you to learn. Now, most people in their right mind love learning. I do. I can hardly wait
to
learn.
Hold that thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
All righty.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, you'll find energy cleaners there for sale. They will help you get a better night's sleep, help you with pain. The details are at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Doctor, we have a caller on hold here. We've got Tim in Connecticut. Good morning, Tim.
Hello?
Go ahead, Tim.
Hi. Good morning. I just had one question, real quick question, something that's been bothering me. By this time every year, at least one person in my family has the flu, usually multiple people. Nobody's got the flu. I'm just wondering, where is the flu this year? I mean, I haven't even heard of anybody having the flu. I know the coronavirus is, obviously it's spreading pretty rampantly, but I haven't heard of anybody who's gotten the flu.
Uh-huh. Doctor?
Well, that's a great question, Tim, because cold, flu, and your response to microorganisms, it's the influenza virus, is merely a mutation or an adaptation of what we see going on now. And realize that if your system has to go to that level of symptomatology, it is a cleansing. It is a cleansing of the system. You've built up too much acid, and we'll cover this in detail on the next call, the difference between alkaline environment and acid environment. See, we're alkaline by design, meaning the more alkaline you are, 7 and above on the pH scale, you know, pH balanced shampoo, pH balanced pool. Well, there's a pH balance in the intracellular and extracellular fluid inside the body. But once you accumulate too much acid inside your body, whether it's intra or extracellular, the system goes to an emergency cleansing. So we cannot separate the type of cleansing. We know that it is a cleansing. Two things to note here. One, the heart will not, chooses not to. In fact, it will vacate immediately if the pH of the blood goes below slightly alkaline levels, 7.35 to 7.45. That's a one-tenth range. The pH of the blood never changes within that range. If it goes 7.32 or 7.48, you have moments left to die. The heart cannot operate in blood that is acid. And so once you get the virus, and it doesn't matter the name, you go to cleansing. That's why people today need to be put on ventilators in order to support the lungs so that the heart doesn't give out. And so you embrace the cleansing. Say, okay, let me back it up. Fruit has initially, and this there was a discussion the other day, fruit, not only does it have sugar, but it's a natural sugar, but included with fruit is minerals that you use to buffer the acid. And so when you're cleansing, fruit's not the best thing to consume. You consume vegetables, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, broccoli, spinach, whatever vegetable you prefer, and I would eliminate the yellow vegetables, mostly green leafy. And in 3 to 5 days, you've given your body sufficient alkalinity in order to handle the increase of acid due to the choices that you've made in lifestyle. And those lifestyles, the lifestyle is real simple. Dr. Wilbert is a master at Edbert, E-D-B-E-R-T, eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, and think. And the reason why I know that is that for the past 8 to 10 weeks, I've been putting to test everything I know about being well. This is what I've learned, and this is what I not believe to be true. Beyond belief is knowingness. I know it's true. I know it's true. And there's a term called release the outcome. The reason why you don't hear flu is because they just changed the name. It's like three-card Molly or that shell game, you know, where it's three cards and a little bean underneath there, and you say, I know it's there. No, it's not. It's over here. You just lost your money. Well, that's what these microorganisms are doing. They're all related to each other. Cousins, grandmothers, mom's dad, great-grandfather, lost cousins on your mama and daddy's side. But as long as it's a five-star Michelin restaurant with luxury hotel all you can eat and it's free, then your job, responsibility to yourself, is to back it up, drink plenty of water. Water, juice is not water, coffee is not water, water is water. You may add a little lemon, which has minerals, but not much. Water is the highway system, the transportation system in the body to get nutrients into the cell and to take waste, acid waste, out of the cell. So the protocol for recovery is the same no matter what you call it. And again, Tim, the reason why you don't hear about the flu is because it's the same thing. All they did was change the name. These microorganisms, and there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. It's only merely derivations of what the same thing is. And these microorganisms that sit on the side, look at these stupid humans. They don't even know what to do. They have no clue, and so we'll just give them something else. We'll distract them with a different name, a different application of what the name means, and then there you go trying to figure that out. No. The body has distinct mechanisms for cleansing, and the reason why it cleanses is twofold. Keep the heart happy. Keep the pH of the blood 7.35 to 7.45. Again, if it varies, and most of the people that have passed away, they pass away from heart failure. The brain has a contract with the heart. Say, you know what? I will give you every condition known to man, every itis known to man, bronchitis, bursitis, sinusitis, you name it. The itis indicates the level of acidity that is built up in a certain tissue. And again, we are alkaline by design, but acid by function. That means when you breathe in air, the oxygen from the air you breathe in without any ancillary oxygen, you get about 23-24% oxygen. Last time I looked, but then you breathe out acid, CO2. Your urine, acid. So you have mechanisms to remove the acid. It's only when you get acid overload that you allow for unwanted guests. I know of people that have rental property, and to me it's not worth it because when it comes time to evict the person, you have to go through a detailed process. Well, that's not how I want to operate. And so that's your job if you happen to increase the acid. And again, it's by not adhering to the principles, what you eat, what you drink, your breathing. Do you pay attention to your breathing, or do you only pay attention to your breathing when you realize that you haven't been breathing for a few seconds? You go, I haven't been breathing. Yeah. The tension on top of your shoulders. Is that muscle on top of your shoulder, if you reach up there and it feels like you got your fist balled up, then you're stressing. I mean, I don't expect you to do this, but ball your fists up for the next 6 or 7 hours and see if your hand doesn't tell you this is not what you want to do.
Right. You know,
the trapezius muscle on top of your shoulders, it attaches from the base of your skull, top of your shoulders, all the way down to the tops of your hip. It's the only muscle that spans the entire spinal cord. It's also the only skeletal muscle that has two kinds of nerves that make it work. One that comes off the nerves in the middle of the neck, and the other one comes directly off the brain. Cranial nerve 11, spinal accessory. So if you're stressing over something that you cannot control, what can you control? How you think, how you feel, the emotions that you feel, all of that out there if you get emotionally upset about something that you can't control, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're shortening your life. You're giving your body and your system, again, it's a system. You cannot affect one part of the system without affecting the other part. But when it becomes necessary to cleanse, you get fever and malaise. You don't have any energy. Well, most people don't know that white blood cells, my favorite is the T killer lymphocytes. Then you have megakaryocytes, eosinophils, basophils. White blood cells work best at elevated temperature, right around 100 degrees. But no, modern medicine says, oh, you got a temperature, you must have something going on. Of course you do. So they do everything to bring down the fever, not knowing that they're interfering with the body's natural process of cleansing. In 3 to 5 days, what will happen is your body will recalibrate and you give it what it needs. You get rest. You monitor your thinking, and then you say, I am so thankful for how I feel, body. Thank you for reminding me, because flu and any other condition, this is an important point, any condition you think you have is instead of a heart attack. And so you embrace that. You don't say, oh, I wish this would go away. Well, you just made it stay longer. Because you cannot override the body's natural process to stay alive. The subconscious is in charge of your survival. So the reason why you don't hear about the flu is because they changed the name, Tim. But it's the same thing. Somebody, some microorganism invaded your body, and now you have to get it out in order to maintain the homeostasis of blood and the heart. John, you remember in our area, there was a county mayor, Buzz Westfall, some 10 years or so ago. It was around March or April. He had slight respiratory distress. And so what he did was he checked into the hospital, one of the finest hospitals in the region, St. Luke's West. It was over the weekend, and by Sunday night, he was dead.
I remember.
Yes. And so it wasn't like he didn't have insurance. It wasn't like he didn't have the money to pay for his care. But once you subject yourself to the superhuman microorganisms in the hospital, you have to have superhuman antibiotics in the hospital, because they mutate and adapt faster in the hospital, because that's the breeding ground. When I've been to the hospital more times than I care to imagine. But when clients are in hospital, my job is to get them out fast as possible. I hit every hand sanitizer I see. When I get into a pristine environment, whether the person has compromised immune disorder or deficiency, I put on a mask, because I don't want the exchange of what I have to compromise you further. And I don't want you, what you have, making my immune system work harder. Remember, the sole purpose of the subconscious is for survival. And any of the itis, because you breathe in air, you need your tonsils. Tonsils are the first line of lymphoid defense, white blood cells. You got your nasal cavity. And those microorganisms, they say, well, let's see if I can get in here. Once they get in, they find that the environment is not conducive to replication. So they don't invite anybody. I haven't had to cleanse. I don't remember when I had to cleanse, because I stay ahead of the game. What I know is true, and it works, because I share what I do, and I do what I know. Now, I don't know everything about being healthy and well, what I know is that it's already true. And again, beyond belief is knowing this. Do you believe I can get off of medication? Of course you can. Because at one time, guess what? You didn't take the medication. At one time, you didn't have to take blood sugar, blood pressure, anti-swelling, feel-good, happy drugs. Why? Because you were making them.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tim, thank you for your call. We've got about 3 minutes here for the doctor to wrap up the show for today. Go ahead, doctor.
Well, it's been fun, John, and I decided to lay the groundwork for what's going to happen next week. We're going to need a few materials. We're going to need an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and at least two markers, two Sharpies. And we're going to draw what I've briefly described in terms of procreation. The procreation process is perfect. Once there's a fertilized cell, the mother, all she does is take care of herself, and the process continues until you separate from your mother. You come out breathing on your own. You know how to digest food, even though you need help. You eliminate food, you need help. But the process is perfect, and so over time, you learn what is and what isn't. The question is, how do you know what is? Well, there's a question that most people don't ask their doctors. Haven't you always taken blood pressure medications? Well, no. Well, then why do you think you need them now? Because you told me to, or my pressure is increasing. In any closed thermodynamic system, when there's increase in pressure anywhere, it's everywhere. You're about ready to blow a radiator hose in your head or aorta. So you must ask the question, why did you stop making drugs that regulate homeostasis? Answer is the daily double. No, the answer is that you turned off your pharmacy factory. You got an entering posterior pituitary gland in the brain that makes more drugs than Big Pharma out here can ever make. The reason why you stopped making this is because you were in a state of distress more than you were in a state of healing. So how do you do that is the question. That's where lifestyle modification comes into play. Eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, which is more important, and thinking is the most important. You use 80% of the energy in a 24-hour period healing while you're sleeping. So if you're not sleeping, you go to bed tired, you wake up tired, you're adding to the issue that you have in your tissues. So just remember, in the world of quantum physics, like energies attract. You attract into your life the experiences that you got to learn in order to get to the next level. And doctor, everybody loves learning.
Thank you, doctor. It's great to have you back. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Great to be back, John. Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.